David and I just figured it all out. In about 8 minutes, if you could have been party to the conversation off the air.
Absolutely crazy.
Crazy. Is your blood pressure up now?
Always is.
Mine too. So how are you?
I'm outstanding. We got some good news yesterday, Fed Chair Powell.
Yeah.
So that the market kind of wasn't expecting it, and then wham, we saw a little dip in rates, and then it bounced right back. So I'll just dive right into it. Ready? The summary of yesterday's comments by Fed Chair Powell, broken down for our listeners. Inflation has eased substantially, but still remains high. Strong pace of immigration has boosted the labor market participation, which helps us with keeping wages down and stores open longer. Employment rate remains low, though. Economic outlook is still uncertain. The Fed is very attentive to all the risks involved, and the Fed needs greater confidence. Inflation is headed to the 2% level that they have set in order to start cutting rates. So what does this mean? They were slow on the draw, on the trigger there, to increase rates when rates should have been raised faster and in 2022. And essentially what they're saying is, we know we screwed up on the way up. We're not going to make the same mistakes on the way down. We just want to see continued downward cooling of the employment market, the CPI and the PPI, before we lower interest rates. But it's coming. It's on the future. It's in the future.
The future as in late this summer or next year?
Yeah, if I was that smart, in all due respect, as much as I love you and looking over your shoulder and seeing the boats in Lake Michigan going through the lock there, I'm not that smart. So as the market, listen, you have Target, McDonald's, and Walgreens cutting prices.
Starbucks now, too.
Okay, what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
People are finally starting to stop spending money they don't have on crap they don't need. Those four major companies, bazillion dollars worth of revenue, they all don't sit in a room and say, I think we're going to cut prices because we're nice people, right? They see the slowness. The weakness, not slowness, the weakness in their revenue. They see the weakness in their sales. They see the weakness in the lack of money that's coming through the door and the spend per each customer and what the customer is buying. They've got all that data.
Oh, they know everything.
They're forecasting, so they're seeing that. So what are they doing? They're dropping their prices, which is the first sign that the inflation is going to start dropping, which is good. So slowly but surely, listen, we shot up with $4 trillion added to the economy during COVID, and we're still paying for it today.
David Hochberg is in studio. You know him from Team Hochberg, 56David.com, and host of Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturday morning at 10. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Let's talk about the CPI.
Yeah, the CPI, which stands for Consumer Price Index, declined slightly from May from 3.4 to 3.3, which is the 38th consecutive month that it's been above 3%. Here are some of the categories that are still challenging. Rents are still up 0.4 in May, 33rd consecutive increase of the last. Well, that didn't make any sense. It was the 33rd consecutive month. It's been up. Car insurance up 20%, transportation 10%, hospital services 7%, car repair 7%, electricity is up 5.9%. So those are the things that our listeners are having challenges with, mm-hmm. as you see. But the one good news is gas dropped last month. So
yeah.
That was a major decrease, help with the inflation, but the housing, the rent and the housing are still major factors that are keeping inflation high. Housing costs are still high because rents are high and interest rates are high. So I thought that was interesting to share with our listeners. And here's another thing. Fed experts are now predicting only one rate cut this year, right? Beginning of last year. The end of last year, they were saying 3-4. Some experts on John Williams' show were saying 6. I'm like, I'd like to know what that guy's smoking, because it's some pretty good stuff. It was never going to happen. And here's the key. I've been saying this for the past 6 months, that these job numbers are a little wonky, okay, and they're not true. And here's the deal. In the last year, jobs are up 2.8 million, while full-time employment is down 1.2 million. I've been saying for the past 6 months that these employment numbers are baked. And the reason they're baked is because John and Sally, okay, are not getting full-time jobs in these employment numbers. They're going out to get second and third jobs to pay for their $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 worth of credit card debt. Yes, $100,000. We've spoke to four people in the past week with over $100,000 worth of credit card debt.
I read your commercial about the guy that's got $68,000.
That's minor leagues right now, okay? Wow. I mean, that's AAA ball right now. We're now talking the past week, four. Just one yesterday, $122,000. I got another.
How do people keep giving them credit? At some point, doesn't somebody say, hey, we're turning off the faucet?
That's the problem. They keep making the payments. Their credit scores, thank God, are still relatively high. This guy was a 678. Why? Because he's carrying $100,000 to $122,000 on his credit card. I got another guy up in Glenview by me. Right, we're paying off a $200,000 second, over $125,000 with the credit card debt. We're saving him over 5 G's a month. Okay, so it's out there, and the people are now. It's the Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney, perfect storm after the boat tip. Sorry for ruining it for you, but the movie's been out almost 15 years. Okay, you know, where the Amelia Gay flipped over and they have that little breath of air. That's where people are at, okay? And they're done, they're exhausted, they're stressed out, they can't sleep anymore. And I will tell you this, it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. Okay, and if you didn't hear that, I'll repeat it. It's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. So all of these borrowers that I both borrowers I just mentioned and the other two have rates in the twos and the threes. Mm. They could give two beans about those loans. They're worrying about, one guy, we're saving up $1,300, the guy with the 122 G's with the credit card debt, $1,300 a month. You think he cares he's leaving his 3% loan? He's not too happy about it, but he'd rather have the $1,300 savings than the sexy 3% loan. The other guy's got a 15-year fixed loan. Here's why I hate 15-year fixed loans. This guy's got a 15-year fixed loan at 2.375. That's great. He's got 220 G's on a second at 9.5%, and he's got $125,000 worth of credit card debt between 16 and 35%. I'm like, what are you going into a 15-year fixed loan? He's like, I know, I've heard you on the radio for 20-plus years. It was a bad move. Okay, he's got, stay away from the, I don't care what David All Ramsey right. says, stay the hell away from the 15-year fixed loan.
Take loans. A deep breath. We're going to check weather and traffic. We're coming back with David Hochberg. What's up, Mary? David, prior to Steve's breaking news, was telling me how to get rid of mosquitoes in Minnesota. Coffee grounds, he says, is
yeah, light
is
them
the
up.
Issue.
Try it. Yeah. I saw it on, I don't know if it works. I got a text from a guy you might know, Kevin Powell.
Yeah, wow. I think I know him.
I was going to watch The Perfect Storm tonight, ruined now. So
my whole night was ruined when you blew that for me, David.
Yeah. Well, here, you know that Mark Wahlberg movie, the other Mark Wahlberg movie about the Planet of the Apes?
Oh, yeah.
He gets home. Okay. So you don't have to watch that either.
David Hochberg in studio. You know him from Team Hochberg 56David.com and host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Somebody asked if you will take a question. I know you will, so here it is. I'm on my way to look at a $230,000 house. I just inherited $350,000 in a trust, mm-hmm. irrevocable trust.
Yep.
I'm 65, still working, expecting to get about $3,000 a month between an annuity and Social Security, zero debt. My plan is, if I like this house, is to offer cash. Do you have any suggestions on the best way to pay the cash? Wondering if I should let the trust buy the house or take the money out and pay myself. What considerations do I need to make?
65 years old, got that much money. I'd take a look at possibly buying it with a reverse mortgage, because you could buy a home with a reverse mortgage. Why tie up that much money into a home when you're that age and you're getting up in age, right? An experienced homeowner, expenses come up. We just got a couple of text messages that real estate taxes for some of our listeners are jacked up, and that's causing challenges for them. So for this individual, I would strongly check out a reverse mortgage to buy that home. You could buy it in a trust if it's a revocable trust. You could buy it in a land trust. It's a little more complicated with the paperwork, but
that's interesting, because my friend Stacy, Sarah's selling her house in St. Charles.
Yep.
She's moving to Minnesota to be near her kids, mm-hmm. and the realtor that you all set her up there yep. suggested the same thing. The
yep.
I was like, what? Yep. Wait, you're buying a house. Why would you get a reverse mortgage?
Because you can. Okay. Yeah. I talked to a couple of experienced realtors here on the North Shore that listened to the show on Saturday. A lady called in. She's like, "Hey, you talk about these reverse mortgages. Can you tell me a little more?" And I mentioned that. Okay, so a lot of your clients have been in their homes for 20 years. Yes, they've seen an unbelievable appreciation on their homes. Would you agree? Yes. Some of them have seen double, maybe triple in value. Would you agree with that? Yes. A lot of them don't have a mortgage on their homes. Would you agree with that? Yes. So you're taking a $700 to a $1.5 million home.
More news? Nope.
Okay. Somebody got, that's Kevin. He's all upset. He just wants to interrupt us. So long story short, I'm like, you've got all this equity. Your clients are in their 70s and 80s now. Would that be accurate? Yes. So I got all these yeses. I'm like, why would you buy a house and put all that money down on a house and just be illiquid when you could take half of that money or a portion of that money and buy the house with a reverse mortgage, take the balance of what you're not putting in the house, put it into a savings account, use that money to pay the taxes and the insurance. You still don't have a mortgage payment. Technically, you do have a mortgage payment, but you could defer the mortgage payment and still make the taxes and the insurance payment without impacting your nest egg or monthly cash flow that you're getting out. She's like, nobody's ever told me that. I'm like, how long have you been selling real estate? She's like, over 30 years. I'm like, you're welcome. Okay, so
that's why you call David.
Yeah.
Here's another question. David, at what rate for mortgages do you feel will open the floodgates for people to start selling houses?
Yeah, I think that's a great, and there's a two-part to that question. Yeah. Number one, when do I think, at what rate and when the yield curve changes, when the short-term yield curve is lower than the long-term yield curve? Right now, we haven't seen an adjustable rate mortgage in over 5 years. Okay, so once the adjustable rate mortgages come back and the 30-year fix get back into the sixes, you will see it a logjam. Okay, when you see adjustable rate mortgages come back in, at the same time, if we had fixed rate loans in the sixes and ARMs in the five, it'll be an absolute jailbreak. Because then a lot of listeners will be able to refinance out of their two and threes and go into a five and six, pay off a ton of debt that are hesitant to do it now, right? So, and then you'll have a lot of listeners who will sell their homes, have got a ton of equity that they've built up, and they're more willing mentally to take out a rate in the fives and the sixes than they are in the sevens. It's just that seven number freaks that people out, even though they've got so much equity in their home over the past 4 years with the COVID increases in value.
So when you address the fact that it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment.
It's always about the monthly payment. Okay. I don't care what anybody has to say. We'll take a look at both. If a HELOC makes sense, we'll send you down that road. If it makes sense to combine both, then you got to combine both.
30 seconds. Here's the last question. My credit score dropped 80 points to 720, and I wonder how that will affect an application for an equity line.
On an equity line, it shouldn't impact you at all. On a mortgage, it might impact your rate a little bit, but you could still get financing. And if you have time, give us a call. We'll help you enhance your credit for free with a couple of tools that we have. Can I just promote who's going to be on the show in 10 seconds?
Yeah.
We got Mike Lee, president of King County Teachers Credit Union, roofing expert Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing, and realtor Kari Kohler coming on, as well as MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
That is Saturday at 10, Home Sweet Home Chicago. David, have a beautiful weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Reach out to him, 56david.com. Steve's news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.